As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, August the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, of course. Always good news. Well, news, that's for sure. Hard facts, yeah, we go there a lot. And workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up phone calls throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Gold soars to new record highs again this morning. Silver firm above $40. The Swiss franc woes. We'll talk about that in the financial news. Blue gold tarnished in France. Baby seals slaughtered. U.S. elections for sale. That's all on the browser as well. The New World Order. Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about. The New World of Henry St. Simon, European Reorganization, some information about the Council on Foreign Relations and some other stuff. We'll go into a lot of that during the broadcast. Let's get our market report. What interesting things happening in the market this morning. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, this is but an hour ago, gold was up again, up $12.20 at $1,673.30. It set another high. We'll go there in a moment. $1,673.30, folks, is closing in on $1,700 gold in August. My. Anyway, silver this morning up 17 cents at $41.90. Platinum off $33 at $1,746. Palladium off 17 at $777. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $16.58.50 for a low, $16.80.10 for a high. Wow. But at $16.73.30, your gold is up this year, $478.80 for a 40.05% return on your investment. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, set the price of gold this morning in their AM price fixing at $16.64.25, and it promptly went up. The SPDR gold shares, this is your Barclays and State Street Global Advisors. This is basically Rothschilds here. SPDR gold shares, the World Gold Council, they claim this morning to be holding in the SPDR gold shares 1,286.30 metric tons. They added 4.55 metric tons. Overnight, they claim this morning to be holding $69 billion worth of gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 30 off this rather dismal closing the prior at 11,896. NASDAQ down up 24 at 2693. And the S&P 500 recovered six more at 1,260. We'll pick it up right there, right after this.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here, again on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. How does he do it, folks? 52 weeks up, 52 weeks down. That's the way we like to do it, 5 days a week. Anyway, back into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, found gold up $12.20 an ounce at $1,673.30. Silver up 17 cents at $41.90. Going to get 42 today, maybe. Platinum off 33 bucks at $17.46. Palladium off 17, so the white metals are not doing so well. Off 17 at $7.77. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 30, yet still below 12,000 and below it by a long ways at 11,896. The NASDAQ closed up 24 at 26.93. The S&P 500 up 6, closing out at 12.60 on the day. Crude oil this morning off $1.24 a barrel, now at $90.69, trying to stay above that $90 peg. As it continues to go down and down, well, we just got more oil than we can use, all right? People can't afford to buy that expensive gasoline, and so they're not. Crude oil off $1.24, $90.69 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. This morning, the U.S. dollar index, it's your trade-weighted basket of currencies, the ICE.com. You can find out about it there. You can also go to Kitco.com and just click on USDX, and it'll take you to a sidebar. It'll tell you what this trade-weighted basket of currencies is all about. But this morning, up 81 basis points at 74.82. impacts across the board. The foreign exchange rates where we find this morning, the Canadian loonie pairing off 94 basis points against the U.S. dollar, now at $1.03. U.S. the Mexican peso off 54, still at 9 cents each, 11.8880 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 88.86 points, let's just say it that way, at $1.42. The British pound off 57 basis points at $1.64. The Swiss franc off almost a full percentage point, off 0.98% at $1.29. We've got some more news later on the broadcast here on the Swiss franc. The bond market this morning, the yield on your 2 years treasuries, this is their bonded indebtedness, is 0.32%. I don't imagine any of you are holding these bonds, but the 10-year yield, the benchmark at 2.59%, and the 30 at 3.85. Of course, more people are holding mortgages this year. This morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.73% a month ago to 3.51%. You know, this is kind of unheard of mortgage rates. The 30-year moves down. These are fixed rates now, not the adjustables. Fixed rate. The 30-year moves down from 4.59 as a national average to 4.35. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. Whenever you go get a loan, they always talk about prime plus. Well, it's 3.25%. It's been that way for a long time. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, 39.96 ounces of silver. Brings you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go to Kitco and look at Jim Wyckoff's morning roundup here. COMEX gold notches another new high on more safe haven buying. This is newsy news. COMEX gold futures on Thursday morning are now trading moderately higher and have established yet another all-time record high of $1,681.70 an ounce based on the December contract. A very nervous and shaky U.S. stock market and escalating worries about the European Union debt crisis finds investors strongly seeking out safe haven assets like gold. Gold's rally on Thursday is extra impressive, given that most other raw commodity future markets are either under selling pressure due to the stronger U.S. dollar index. So they're in decline. We'll talk about that a little bit later with wheat and other things. Going into the economic calendar for this morning, of course, the real big news is the jobless claims. We'll go there immediately. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index will come out later on than the natural gas tomorrow. The employment situation will be out early, and the consumer credit will be out at 3 in the afternoon, so we'll get at least one report tomorrow from that. Here's the only thing we've got for this morning. Jobless claims, again, this is off the Econoday website, and they're not getting really good news. Anyway, they had a prior week. The new claims level is what we're talking about. The prior week was 398,000. They had to revise it, of course. They bumped it up to 401. And then the consensus here for this week is 403. And the range was from 388 to 410. They came in at 400, so it's at the lowest part of the range, which is somewhat good news. Based on jobless claims, the jobs market is improving, they say. Initial claims were little changed in the July 30th week, right at the 400,000 level. Depends whether you're not one of those 400,000 to say whether this is good news or not. The four-week average is down for the fifth straight week, 6,750. And we're using numbers here, but every one of these numbers has a face. These are people that are receiving unemployment, out of work. 6,750 lower to a 407,750 individual level. That is roughly 20,000 lower from a month ago. All right. Now, it's hard to say how many of these people have just dropped off the unemployment rolls. There's 20,000. Did these people actually get a job? We don't see that reflected anywhere, but it is lower by 20,000. Continuing claims rose 10,000 in data for the July 23rd week to 3.73 million people. Wow. 3.73 million people still on continuing claims. The four-week average, which is also at 3.73 million, is little change from the month ago comparison. The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged for the seventh straight week at 3%. But if you want the real numbers, jump up on shadowstats.com, visit John Williams' website. U.S. Senate leaders end an impasse on three stalled trade deals. So we're talking about unemployment. We're talking about massive unemployment. And the Senate, they're working on free trade deals. Well, here's the article. Mark Drajem August 3rd, U.S. Senate leaders ended an impasse over stalled free trade agreements, agreeing to vote after the August recess on benefits for workers who lose their jobs because of overseas competition and then take up the trade deals. So on and on and on and on for a month or longer we've been listening to this debt ceiling discussion. And now that they've got their new panel set up, this Budget Control Act of 2011, now they're going to go in and start working some more free trade deals. Isn't that great? Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, I don't know whether either of those two gentlemen wind up on this Budget Control Act, but it's probably likely, pledged action yesterday to pass the agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. U.S. Trade Representative's Office and Republican House Speaker John Boehner praised the compromise, signaling all sides concur on the process. All sides? Yeah. Left and right, and left and right. The Senate leaders agreed that after Congress returns to work, lawmakers will consider a bipartisan compromise on the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program. So there's another name. Jump up on your browsers and find Trade Adjustment Assistance Program and read it. Find out what they're talking about. Followed by the passage of three FTAs, free trade agreements. Reid said in a statement, they like to abbreviate that. Reid said in a statement on his website, Boehner of Ohio also pledged to move ahead with trade and other worker aid-related bills. Republicans had balked at the administration's plan to combine worker aid and the Korea trade deal into a single bill, and the plan was dropped. Well, there you go. That's Senate helping you out with your job situation.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Well, just to prove the point that we have the best government that money can buy, Coke joins WellPoint to help fight Wisconsin recalls in the battle with labor. All right, this by Jonathan Salant, writing for Bloomberg. Apparently, he's capable of writing an article by himself. Republican and Democratic groups are pouring money into Wisconsin with 8 legislative recalls scheduled this month and control of the state Senate hanging in the balance. Well, that's right. Pouring money in. They sure are. Excuse me. The Republican State Leadership Committee, write these down, Republican State Leadership Committee, based in Alexandria, Virginia, has spent about $370,000 on special elections, while the Washington-based Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee has spent about $250,000, according to documents filed with the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board in Madison. WellPoint, an Indianapolis-based health insurer that has been critical of the new federal health care law, is among the top donors to Republican organizations active in the contest, including $450,000 to the Republican State Leadership Committee and $250,000 to the Republican Governors Association, also known as the RGA, and set it up by Rick Perry. WellPoint gave $842,000 to the RSLC for the 2010 election. State officials are playing a key role in implementing or fighting the new health law. All right? And what's the purpose of a political party? Left, right, left, for the established two-party political system enshrined as it is in statutory law, the election laws of your state. What's the purpose of these political parties? Well, besides the spirit of division and keeping us divided over specious things that really don't matter, the primary purpose of the political parties is to gain proximity to or complete control of government. Power, all right? That's what it's all about. And so when we allow our corporations to come in and bankroll these various side groups like this, they sidestep the election laws, the campaign contributions, because they're funneling all their money into, just like the corporatists have been doing all along, these special foundations. You know, you've read about it in Rene Wormser's book, they're by the same title, Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. Well, anyway, again, WellPoint gave $842,000 to the Republican State Legislative Committee for the 2010 election. State officials, again, are playing a key role in implementing or fighting the new health law. Big labor has made Wisconsin their Waterloo. All right, big labor. Everybody's heard about all that stuff with the unions and the teachers and things like that and the firefighters and all that sort of stuff. Well, this is going to be the Waterloo. And if there's a Waterloo, you know there's a Rothschild in the background. Brazil's home builder for masses bets on nation's maids as he lifts profits. What's this about the nation's maids? Well, there's not much about maids in the article, but it does talk about an entrepreneur that seems to be doing right well in Brazilian real estate, by Alexander Quadro at Brazilian real estate company MRV and Genharia and Participacasso. Oh, brother. At Tacos and Enchiladas, electric fans were in some rooms of its gray, low-slung building, saving the cost of air conditioning. So you wouldn't want to work for this guy. He's kind of a beast. But anyway, that's typical of Rubens Menin Teixeira de Souza. Wow. Dos más dos equis, please. Anyway, la cuenta, por favor. I can handle that part. Anyway, which has since vaulted him into the ranks of the world's billionaires with an estimated net worth of at least $1.6 billion. What's this all about? While other home builders targeted wealthy Brazilians, Menin began by selling to the lowest earners. Guys like a Henry Ford of housing in Brazil, the nation's bricklayers and housekeepers. I guess that's your maids. As he describes them, he provided loans to his own clients, trimmed costs by designing just a few standard models, etc. MRV, based in Belo Horizonte, a city of 2.4 million, that's the population base, that forms Brazil's industrial triangle with Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, is today the nation's number five home builder by sales. He says, we're very Spartan at this company. It's part of our DNA. So what did he do? All right. He found a need, and he filled it. He's building low-cost homes, all right? And he's doing right well at it. Anyway, it goes on, and it talks about how terribly expensive the interest rates are, but they've given them, the people in Brazil, the opportunity to get in. It's becoming an ownership society. Instead of paying 47% interest, they're coming in buying houses at 5% interest. So we'll see whether or not they've got the credit default swap and the magic mortgage makers down there. That'll probably be in the news sometime this year. Wheat drops as demand for U.S. exports may weaken on Russian production. So last year we heard about the Russian droughts. This year we're having the U.S. droughts. Wheat is dropping as the demand for U.S. exports may weaken. Well, hopefully the demand for U.S. exports weaken a bit because we might not have very much wheat to put in the mix. Tony Drybus and Sung Woo Park writing this one. Wheat dropped as Russian supplies may curb exports from the U.S. and as speculative investors liquidate bets that prices will rise amid economic concerns that threaten global demand for raw materials, and corn also fell. So after a whole winter of everybody talking about the high price that you could get with bushels of wheat and corn at all-time highs, the farmers rushed out into the fields and planted everything they could to wheat and corn. And then we had a drought. And then wheat is, you know, being produced in plenitude in Russia. And so the farmers now have got all these acres and acres in wheat and in corn for ethanol and other things. And the demand has dropped. So they're going to get whacked on both ends of the story. We've got them flooding in the springtime, burned out in the summertime, and then the market goes to hell in a handbasket at harvest time. Great, huh? Russia is having an effect on prices, and the slowdown in China is giving everybody a little pause. It continues, and it talks about wheat futures falling. I won't bore you with that one. Some of you might want to lift that article up, though. It's rather revealing. India panel advises 100 million minimum retail investment. Now, we told you a little bit about this before when the first article broke on Bloomberg months ago, where Walmart wanted to come in to India. Well, India doesn't really want Walmart in there. What they have is a policy where you can only have one brand under one roof. They don't like this idea of the big box stores. They want to spread it around, lots of mom and pops. You know, you got your Nestle store, and then you go next door, and you've got, oh, another Nestle store, and you go next door, and you get a Kraft food, and then you go next door, and you have a Nestle food, and then a Heinz. Well, you get the idea. All one brands. Malava Sharma, writing this one, Walmart Stores Incorporated and Carrefour SA may need to invest at least $100 million to start retail stores in India. A lot of resistance here. There are Walmart stores coming in, but they're wholesale only. So the small mom and pops can go to a Walmart and buy things for their store, and then, like here in America, they can come back and charge you, the buyer, the consumer, 20% above their price. And then you would have limited selection based upon how deep a pocket your retailer had and what their choices were for you. But anyway, the government will consider and take an early policy decision, Anand Sharma, the Minister for Commerce and Industry, said in Parliament yesterday. India's cabinet will decide on the panel's recommendations, which propose easing ownership rules for stores that sell more than one brand. Amazing, huh? Stores that sell more than one brand. You go into the Levi's store, and you buy Levi's. You go in next door, and you go into the Wrangler store, and you buy Wranglers. Wow. I guess if you have all day to shop and walk, that's a good deal. India bars foreign ownership in multi-brand retail operations. Overseas investors are allowed a 51% holding in shops selling one brand and 100% holding in wholesale stores. And it continues, international retailers should not have an issue on the quantum of money needed to be invested, and that's largely because they've got a massive market just waiting to be filled. We'll be right back.
the home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Absolutely. Discussion in the chat room in regards to hay being absolutely critical, and it certainly is, especially for everybody that enjoys beef because cows eat hay. Anyway, around here it's been so hot and we've had so little rain, really no rain to speak of, that all of the hay growth, it squatted to rise, but it got cooked in the squat. Not looking good for the winter. Silent scream of Swiss franc shows great distortion amid great moderation. We've been talking about this Swiss franc for some time. Of course, the Swiss bankers tried to do everything they could do to keep it down. They haven't been able to do it because there's only two places that people really look at. Well, there's several others, but generally speaking, there's two that people really look at for safe haven. One of them is Swiss francs and the other's gold. Silver. Anyway, this is the silent scream. Let's find out about that. August 4th, Klaus Wiley and Giles Broom writing this one for Bloomberg. Swiss exporters are being tortured. Wow. As investors flee the Euro region debt crisis for the haven of the franc's fiscal virtue. All right, we got monetary policy in one hand, you got fiscal policy in the other hand, and apparently the franc has fiscal virtue. The franc and franc and franc has surged 42% since the start of 2008 against a basket of currencies of Switzerland's main trading partners after remaining little changed over the previous decade. I started reporting on this as I saw this move shaping up right here every morning on Become Vocal Local, with the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development now calculating the franc as the world's most overvalued currency. The Swiss Central Bank yesterday unexpectedly cut interest rates to zero to dull its allure. The franc has swung away from its 10-year average as investors pile into the currency to find a haven from turmoil provoked by the debt crisis in Europe and the political standoff over the government's borrowing limit. All right? Now, that's throttling foreign earnings of Swiss exporters, including the watchmaker Swatch Group AG and ABB Limited, the world's largest maker of power transmission gear. We are losing money every day, said Daniel Frutig, the chief executive officer of AFG Arbonia Forster Holding AG, a maker of heating technologies. And so, you know, we've got a declining U.S. dollar trying to make our currency attractive in the foreign trade zones. And on the other side, the Swiss franc is just going up and up and up this morning, changing against the U.S. dollar to $1.29, basically 40% higher than it was in 2008. But then it's hurting their business. But it's rather interesting. It's really hurting the people, too. All right, let me see if I can scroll down and find it. Swiss problems. Yeah. The franc is also favored because Switzerland has a current account surplus. A current account surplus. Those are words that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Timmy Geithner, and they can't even pronounce it. The broadest measure of trade, meaning it doesn't need to rely on foreign capital to balance its books. And the United States is trillions and trillions in debt, and they have a current account surplus in Switzerland. Quote, we have these problems in Switzerland because we're in a very positive situation. And so when it's a very positive situation, apparently it's a very bad deal. Just another really bad deal. And because there are big problems in Europe, but also in the U.S., Swiss National Bank President Philipp Hildebrand told Swiss state television SF yesterday, he also said that there are no easy answers to the problem. There's a lot of bad news and people are looking for the safest assets, said Nick Koenies, the head of macroeconomic research at ABN AMRO NV in Amsterdam. You're left with the franc and maybe gold. There's not an endless list of options. So when you're looking for safe assets, all right, this guy's no dummy. You're left with the franc and maybe gold. Gold, treated near an all-time high today, and has risen 40% in the past year. The franc jumped 36% against the dollar in the same period. So I've been reporting that to you each and every morning. Those that are interested in the foreign exchange rate, while Switzerland's exporters have been able to weather past franc gains partly by focusing on high quality goods such as power transmission gear as well as the pharmaceuticals, their current surge is the most severe over the past two decades, with the so-called real franc exchange rate increasing 20% in 2 years. So we've got the obverse and the reverse of the financial market right here in the U.S. dollar and the Swiss franc. And it continues. It talks about the appreciating currency. I'm trying to find this one little ditty in here. Yeah, here we go. In Zurich, home to the U.S. UBS AG and Swiss Life Holding, some restaurants are touting meals in euros to avoid losing money to tourists from Euro region countries. At Swiss Chuchi, C-H-U-C-H-I, meaning Swiss kitchen, located just off the river Lemat, the menu offers a cheese fondue for four at $161. Cheese fondue for four for $161. Say, would you mind melting a little cheese for us? $161. Anyway, here's the little quote. The prices are completely insane, said Peter Ever, a 20-year-old student visiting Zurich from Norwich, England. That's the Norwich plagiarists over there, taking on my style here, becoming vocal local. Only they want to be a vocal local. And I knew it was going to be expensive, but I didn't think it was going to be as expensive as it is. So I guess blessings come in many different packages. The Swiss, not doing too well, screaming this morning. Viola is could be good news, to leave 37 countries as loss spurs CEO to quicken revamp. What's this all about? Tara Ponto writing for Bloomberg. New news. Viola Environment SA will stop operations in at least 37 countries as Chairman Antoine Frérot accelerates a restructuring plan to restore profit at the world's largest water company. Now, you think Nestle was big in water? Well, this company is too. This is Blue Gold. This is your Mikhail Gorbachev, Green Cross, Optimist articles we've shared in the past. Viola Environment. The Paris-based utility, which supplies water to more than 100 million people worldwide. Is it wise to allow a single company or a utility to be in control of supplying 100 million people with water worldwide? Said it swung to a net loss of 67.2 million euros in the first half from a profit of 374.2 million euros a year earlier, after write-down. Operating profits were less than the analysts expected. I don't want to push back the bad news, but to face it now, Frérot, who is also the chief executive officer, said today at a presentation in Paris, quote, "We are a global company, but we don't need to be everywhere," close quote. Wow. Dude. He sees the light. The utility will operate in fewer than 40 countries by the end of 2013. So they're paring back. They're doing that now. They operate in at least 37 countries. What's this author doing? The utility will operate in fewer than 40 countries by the end. They're already doing that. Where's the difference? What is this, an advertisement? Viola and its competitor, Suez, that's the big one, Environment SA, saw demands for waste collection and water treatment slump in 2009 as car makers and steel producers closed factories to survive the economic slowdown. Frérot, 53, who took over as chairman 7 months ago, announced a management shakeup and said the company will sell 1.3 billion euros of assets this year. So, if you're making out your water bill to Viola Environment SA, you might have a new landlord coming up in the future. China said to draft proposals to allow some local governments to sell bonds. Uh-oh. The international bankster gangsters have invaded China. China going down the wrong hole here. Bloomberg News. China's finance ministry has drafted a preliminary plan that would allow some provincial and city governments to sell bonds to investors on a trial basis, a person with knowledge of the matter said. So not only are they going to try and visit the Warden June Cleaver, 1950s suburban America, where everybody has a two-bedroom Rambler and a 57 Chevy out front, but now the munis are going to start selling bonds. Everybody's going to start to go into debt. And then they'll start rolling these bonds over and over and over, and the people will go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. Allowing the sale of municipal bonds may ease concerns that defaults on payments owed to lenders could lead to China's third banking bailout in less than two decades. As much as 30% of the credit may sour, Standard & Poor's estimated. So they just don't learn. Doesn't matter where you are on the planet. Stupid is stupid, and it repeats itself. Here's another one, kind of a curious article. Kind of like to post this one up in neon letters, 10 feet high. Seal cull quota in Namibia to climb above 91,000 next year. My God, PETA's going to go nuts. I hope they're going to make a lot of coats and mucklucks and things like that. But they're going to hack about 91,000 seals. We'll be back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So if you happen to be a member of the World Wildlife Federation or the Sierra Club or, you know, on the mailing list, personal mailing list of Al Gore or Ted Turner, you probably wouldn't like to see an article like this being published. But anyway, right off of Bloomberg again, seal call, quota in Namibia to climb above 91,000 next year, the Namibians say. All right, experts said. The newspaper didn't say how many additional seals the Southern African nation plans to kill next year. For each of the last 3 years, Namibia has culled 91,000 seals, consisting of about 85,000 pups. Yeah, that's baby seals. And 6,000 bulls. Well, is this a big deal? Yeah. And it's an important deal, too. Why are they doing this? Well, largely because there's just not enough predators anymore to kill these seals. Man used to take that role handily and gladly. You know, go out in your little boats and get seals. Baby, that's what you did. You know, the polar bears eat them up, too. Predators on shore can take them up also. Their seals are very tasty, I guess, according to the Eskimos that I've talked to and sat next to in class when I was growing up in Alaska. Seals, good stuff. Eat them up. All right, make clothes out of them, too. Mukluks, parkas, mittens, hats, the whole nine yards. And umiaks, you know, you can do all kinds of things with seal skin. But anyway, they're going to call them off. Well, that's a good thing for the fishing industry. They need to have some relief. It's also a good thing for shores and shipping and industry in Seattle. And we're plagued with these harbor seals coming in, just sitting on all the wharfs and sitting on the docks and eating up all of the salmon that was trying to get up into the rivers there in Lake Washington. Now, the Montlake Cut, near one of my favorite restaurants, a good friend of mine was a guy that worked for the Fish and Wildlife Service. And we were out hiking one time, backpacking actually, looking for high mountain lakes to fish trout out of. And we were talking about this issue, and I told him, I says, really, you're missing the mark. They were trying all kinds of things, fireworks, you know, trying to, you know, play rap music through loudspeakers and trying to chase them away that way. Anyway, none of that was working. You know, people walking around, it wasn't doing the job. So I suggested, why don't you just do this? why don't you just contact the local Indian tribes and have them go down there near the cut and just set up, you know, hunting villages, all right? And they could bring in their little wiki-ups and things like that and their kayaks. And I says, give each one of them a brand-new 30-06 rifle and 1,000 rounds. And just go on a no-limit deal here instead of all this nonsense about trying to capture the seals and then take them away someplace else. They would come right back. As a matter of fact, the news articles in Seattle were that they would take these seals, capture them, and then they would take them someplace else and release them. But the seals would race the boat back, and they would be back before the boats got back to harbor. Well, anyway, nevertheless, the people in Nambia have the right idea. Call the bulls, call the pups, and take care of your fisheries. Now, over the weekend, in the Ozarks, we're going to have the Ozark Property Rights Congress annual convention. It's the 11th conference, the 11th annual conference on private property rights. All right, it's going to be up in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Mountain Grove, Missouri. If you happen to live in Missouri or northern Arkansas or want to come to this conference and you don't know how to find it, just give me a yell, BVLhost at CenturyTel.net, or go right to the website, OzarksPropertyRightsCongress.com. They're going to be bringing in several speakers. You'll be able to hear Doreen Hans there. Sheriff Mack is coming, okay, to speak. And so that should be an interesting presentation, too. But again, it's Saturday, August the 6th, from 9 a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. at the YMCA in Mountain Grove, Missouri. And if you want to find out more about it, again, just simply go right straight up to OzarksPropertyRightsCongress.com and read all about it. Hope to see you there. I hope to be able to get a ride over there. It would really be nice. Of course, we had Derry Brownfield passed away this year and also lost the Russell Wood. And Russell Wood was the founder of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress. And between himself and Derry Brownfield, they got more information out to a wider audience and were able to do more in Missouri than I've heard anywhere else. But anyway, that 11th conference is coming up this Saturday, and hope to see you there. Well, that's that. Let's go into our discussion a little bit further and carry on in this continuing saga of the new world of Henry St. Simon. This morning we're going to get into reorganization, and there's lots of partnerships we need to be aware of. One of them, of course, is Wall Street's partnership with communism. You wouldn't think that capitalism and communism could exist, you know, coexist. You'd think that one was like oil and water. Well, they're not. Strange partnership. This out of the shadows of power, the Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. Share a little bit of this with you yesterday from this book. This was originally printed in copyrighted in 1988. I'm looking at the 12th printing, June of 2008, in front of me. Strange partnership, more than one. This book has noted the alignment of Wall Street's highest circles with communism. Oh, wow. This, of course, is hardly the orthodox outlook. We've always been told that Marxists and capitalists are sworn enemies, right? But this is frequently contradicted by their record, probably. No name symbolizes capitalism more than Rockefeller, yet that family has for decades supplied trade and credit to communist nations. After the Bolsheviks took power, the Rockefellers, Standard Oil of New Jersey, bought up Russian oil fields. This was going to later run into some conflict with the DuPonts there and the Nobels. The Rockefellers, Standard Oil of New Jersey, bought up Russian oil fields while Standard Oil of New York built the Soviets a refinery and made arrangements to market their oil in Europe. During the 1920s, the Rockefellers Chase Bank helped to found the American-Russian Chamber of Commerce, Chambres du Commerce, and was involved in financing Soviet raw material exports and selling Soviet bonds in the U.S. Rockefeller perspective in more recent years hasn't changed. New York Times of January 16, 1967, carried the headline, Eaton joins Rockefellers to spur trade with the Reds. The ensuing story noted that the Rockefellers were teaming up with the tycoon Cyrus Eaton, Jr., who was financing for the Soviet bloc the construction of a $50 million aluminum plant and rubber plants valued at over $200 million. And, of course, if you have read the Koch brothers website, you know, or go up on the Wikipedia and read their history, you know, the senior Koch there, Koch or Koch? Koch, I think it is, actually. The senior Koch there He was dissed and outed by the Rockefellers and others here in America, and so he went to the Soviets and offered him his services there. Same thing that Rockefeller was doing, interestingly enough. But again, Cyrus Eaton financing the Soviet bloc, the construction of $50 million aluminum plants, rubber plants, valued at over $200 million. During the 1970s, American technology helped the Soviets construct the $5 billion Kama River truck factory. It's the world's largest producer of heavy trucks and was successfully converted by the Kremlin to military purposes, such as the manufacture of vehicles for the war on Afghanistan. Small world, isn't it? It's amazing how the capitalists and the corporatists just get in bed with each other on a regular basis. Anyway, the Soviet built the factory mostly on loans from the U.S. The chief private source of this credit was Chase Manhattan Bank. J.P. Morgan Chase? Right. Chaired by David Rockefeller, the Chase, which maintains a branch office at 1 Karl Marx Square in Moscow, has gained notoriety for financing projects behind the Iron Curtain. Anyway, let's go down a little further here. The explanation materializes when we define, or perhaps redefine, certain concepts. Communism, in practice, is a system where government has total power. Right? It's a system where government has total power. So in China, when Walmart wants to come in there, they're dealing with a government that has total power. Not only political power, but power over the economy, education, communications, etc. Socialism is essentially a lesser form, a little brother of communism. The government controls the means of production and distribution, but is not as pervasive in its authority. Well, there's many different ways to define communism and socialism, but for the James Perloff here, he's done a fairly good job of it. The American free enterprise system, we didn't say capitalism, said free enterprise system, as originally set up, was much the opposite of communism. The Constitution forced the government to remain laissez-faire. It could exert virtually no influence on business, education, religion, and most of the other features of natural life. These were left in the private hands of the people. And how was that done? Well, first of all, you bind the government down with the change of the Constitution, and then you keep them broke and beggarly. How do you do that? Well, the only way that the FedGov could support itself was through excise taxes and tariffs. All right? Not a lot of change. And we're talking about the very people that made that change. Their coziness with Marxism, again, we're talking about, well, let's back up. Free enterprise means competition. It means, in its purest form, that everyone has an equal opportunity to make it in the marketplace. And we should say, at the same time, that everyone has an equal opportunity to fail in the marketplace. That's the difference between strict liability and limited liability, where the government bails out the bankers. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, welcome back to our Thursday, August the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, kicking off the shoreline and bulldozing the United Nations building and structures into the East River. That's what we'd like to do. Anyway, let's continue along in our study. We're talking about the difference between communism and socialism, communism and capitalism, all right, and the interlocking nature of these two systems. Of course, really, it's all the same system. It's just the old Hegelian dialectic going down, down, down. The Constitution, again, forced the government to remain laissez-faire in an American free enterprise system. This is prior to the 1910s, they're about earlier than that, really. I would have to say prior to St. Simon, but that, again, takes us right back to the 1770s, doesn't it? Sure does. Now, free enterprise means competition. It means in its purest form that everyone has an equal opportunity to make it in the marketplace. It's a make-it-or-break-it environment. But John D. Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan, and other kingpins of the money trust, key words there, were powerful monopolists. A monopolist seeks to eliminate competition. In fact, Rockefeller once said, competition is a sin. These men are not free enterprise advocates. So we sometimes get confused and throwing the baby out with the bathwater, castigate and condemn our system here without realizing that the system has been overthrown. It's a bloody coup and it's been going on for a long time. We don't have to live this way. But the monopolists hate competition, and that includes you. You are their worst competition. Anyway, their coziness with Marxism, it's well to remember, footnoting here, that Marx's co-author, Friedrich Engels, was a wealthy businessman, becomes more comprehensible when we realize that communism and socialism are themselves forms of monopoly. All right? And as I like to say, really, as far as communism goes, it's really just Rapid Rudy's road to socialism, all right? The one advocates a slow and gradualism of the Fabian style. The other wants to get there with the Bolsheviki's and, you know, all ahead, full. Anywho, the only difference in this case is that the monopoly is operated by the government. All right, that's what we see around us today, isn't it? But what if an international banker, now they've taken time to define these international bankers, primarily an international banker is one that loans money to governments. And, of course, that was pioneered, you know, by the Templars and other people, but it was really set into stone in Europe by the Fuggers. And I've told you about the father Fuggers before and the brother Fuggers and the mother Fuggers, but they were bankers of Europe, Central Europe, for hundreds of years. I think their model was basically just captured by the Rothschilds and carried forward. But it's quite the gig. If you can get governments to rely upon you, allow that you to loan them money, that's quite a deal. What if an international banker, through loans to the state, manipulation of a central bank, campaign contributions or bribes, is able to achieve dominion over a government? You see, that's what we're talking about in the news this morning, the Koch brothers and the Wellpoint and the other. They can a manipulation of a central bank, of course we can see that, campaign contributions or bribes, is able to achieve dominion over a government. In that case, he would find socialism welcome, for it would serve him as an instrument to control society. You see, so we're not, you know, crying about, oh, that's socialism, the health care bill? Come on. Join us, please, in the 21st century. You're way out of touch. Anyway, Frederick C. Howe laid out the strategy of utilizing government in his book, The Confessions of a Monopolist. I'll give you that quote right after this. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again on a Thursday, August the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Your calls are welcome today. If you'd like to call in, you can at 866-841-1065. You can also find us at becomevocallocal.com. Jump into the chat room, join in the discussion. Lots of lively discussion and banter in there today. And valuable links for your further research being dropped in there continuously. Frederick C. Howe laid out the strategy of utilizing government in his Confessions of a Monopolist in 1906. Again, I'm referring to The Shadows of Power, a book by James Perloff. All right? Here's the quote. This is a story of something for nothing. Listen now. This is a story of something for nothing. Of making the other fellow pay. All right? This making the other fellow pay of getting something for nothing explains the lust for franchises, mining rights, tariff privileges, railway control, tax evasions, all these things mean monopoly. And all monopoly is bottomed on what? Legislation. That's right. These are the rules of big business. They have superseded the teachings of our parents and are reducible to a simple maxim. Get a monopoly. Let society work for you. And remember that the best of all business is politics. For a legislative grant, franchise, subsidy, or tax exemption is worth more than a Kimberly or a Comstock load, since it does not require any labor, either mental or physical, for its exploitation. That's right. Above all, get a business. The best business is politics. Robert Barons of the 19th century. Now again, Gustavus Myers, great work. Gustavus Myers in his History of the Great American Fortunes is mentioned early on in this text. So at least we know that Mr. Perloff is aware of who is Gustavus Myers and has read the book referencing it too. All right. And this is what he says. Now, let's continue. Robber barons of the 19th century, such as Jay Gould, we talked all about that when we were studying right out of Gustavus Myers' work, and Cornelius Vanderbilt grew rich partly by bribing government officials. Now, listen. Regulation. Careful now. Regulation. The traditional scourge of the businessman has another face. It can be used to acquire exclusive monopolies and feed on tax revenues. Now, we've heard nothing at all about banking regulations and Basel II and more banking regulations. We're going to have another panel and we're going to really crank down on things. We're going to have more regulations. Well, just remember, here to become vocal local, we take a heads up on all this stuff. But regulation, the traditional scourge of businessmen, has another face. It can be used to acquire exclusive monopolies and feed on tax revenue. Now, this is going to lead into a subject we've talked about in extensive detail. The early railroad magnates were able to get public funds to foot the bill for constructing their lines. And you can go all the way back to the Credit Mobilier of France and the Credit Mobilier here, and the canal builders and the coasting trade, and the mail routes and all that. All right. The early railroad magnates were able to get public funds to foot the bill for constructing their lines. The very first U.S. regulatory agency, the Interstate Commerce Commission, was created at the petition of railroad owners, not railroad users. When the Federal Reserve was under consideration in 1912, J.P. Morgan partner Henry Davison, later a Council on Foreign Relations member, told Congress, quote, "I would rather have regulation and control than free competition, and especially if the monopolists can write the legislation." And they do that. A modern illustration of how big businesses use government for its own ends is the Export-Import Bank. All right, just briefly now. This federal bank was established to promote trade. Here is how it works. An American manufacturer wants to sell his products to, say, Poland, but the Poles have no cash to put up money. So the Export-Import Bank theoretically loans Poland money to buy these goods. And we say theoretically because in practice this step is cut out as unnecessary. The money, quote-unquote, the money printed out of nothing, the money goes straight to the manufacturer, so they bypass Poland. The Poles then pay off the Export-Import Bank in installments, and this is part of what Egypt is refusing to do right now, but at a low rate, subsidized by the American taxpayers. That's right, they go into your pocket and mine to make the loan rates affordable for the Poles. All right? But at a low rate. American taxpayers pay it up. And what if the Poles default? Well, we taxpayers pick up the whole tab. The manufacturer makes the transaction at no risk to himself through the medium of a federal agency. There is nothing on earth more powerful than government, the author writes. All right? So there's some old school things that we can find out just by doing a little bit of study in the mornings. Back to St. Simon here. This is a rather interesting book. Some of you have already availed yourself of it. The New World of Henry St. Simon by Frank E. Manuel. Continuing our study of St. Simon as a precursor to getting into Auguste Comte in greater detail. But St. Simon pleaded for the rebirth of that pre-Reformation European consciousness. I'm on page 174. For without it, there could be no common society and no peace. Common society and peace. Sounds like the United Nations, doesn't it? Well, League of Nations either. The alternatives were an organic Europe or chaos. All right, so things don't really change. Benjamin Shalom and little Timmy Geithner, you know, they come out and they threaten, if you don't give us the bailout, the whole system's going to crash, right? This is an old thing. After passing in review a number of earlier projects of perpetual peace, they come saying peace, peace, and there will be no peace, particularly the Abbe de Saint-Pierre's. He condemned them one and all as ineffectual, for they suffered from the common fault of advocating a mere federation of independent princes, not a homogeneous system with a corporate will. All right? So we talk about the Federalists versus the Anti-Federalists, and here St. Simon is a contemporary with this time period. And so the Confederation, the Articles of Confederation, were trumped by these powers, just like St. Simon the Positivists. They were trumped, and we brought it all together under the big tent, the Constitution of the United States, as opposed to the Constitution of the United States of America under the Articles of Confederation. Well, the Abbe de Saint-Pierre proposed a European Council of Powers with mutual guarantees of one another's territories and had provided for the sanctions. The violator of the peace was to come under a general ban. A general ban. Seems like the Jews have used that trick on a couple of occasions, haven't they? Especially against Germany. Anyway, yeah. The violator of peace was to come under a general ban. That's almost a Catholic term. His plan was patently inadequate to meet the grave problems besetting Europe. Now I'm going to drop away from that and drop down in the sense that the papacy had once symbolized the unity of Catholic Europe. They were proposing a universal Europe. European society would collapse or dissolve in an endless round of internecine struggles if it remained a mere collection of individual states. With the same passion that he'd argued for a few years previously for an integration of the scientific disciplines, he, that would be St. Simon, now pleaded for integral unity of the European states. And the European Union followed a couple of hundred years later.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So diving deeper now into the mind of Henry Saint-Simon, this is Claude Henri Duvivroy Saint-Simon. And as we've mentioned in the past, Saint-Simon, alive at the time of the war for independence, was the last man given the Order of Cincinnatus, the George Washington's badge of courage and service during the war for independence. And he wore it throughout the rest of his life, much like Adolf Hitler's claimed to have worn his little Iron Cross, all right? Similar stuff going on here. But in place of the Avis Project and the diplomatic play of Vienna, Saint-Simon came forward with a far more ambitious and comprehensive plan. Comprehensive there, ambition, reaching for power. Europe required an organization based on four cardinal principles prerequisite for a corporate existence. Okay, corporations, we talk about corporations all the time. Corporate, that's a little bit different. Corporate, it's like incorporeal, it's like Satan and the archangels, right? No corporal existence. And then there is the corporate existence, which is the flesh and blood. And so they want to make a corporate existence here. Anyway, every political organization, this is his 4 points now. Number one, every political organization instituted to bind together several peoples while preserving to each its national independence. Now, you know, that's abhorrent to the Council on Foreign Relations, the globalists in general. They hate this national sovereignty. We've shared with that in the past. Must be systematically homogeneous. Homogeneous, okay? Homogeneous. That's like you put all the milk in one blender and you hit the pulse button, right? So you put all of the little peoples into one bucket, you hit the pulse, and then if you want it to be chocolate milk, you go to Africa. If you want to have, well, you get the idea. Cafe, you go down and get the Middle Easterners, and if you want it to be all white, and white is right, then you just don't adulterate it. All its institutions must be the result of a single conception, and consequently, the government at every level is obliged to have similar forms. And so that's where we come into this idea of the creation of the Uniform Commission on Laws. We have an international body of the same. The United Nations promulgates Agenda 21 and the International Migration and Development Agenda and all of these other things that are out there. Right. This is the system. And it was laid out long ago by Henry Saint-Simon. Number two, the general government has to be completely independent of national governments. And so in order for the FedGov to be independent, or the EU to be independent of the Netherlands, or England, or anybody else, Ireland, or anybody else foolish enough to join it, they have to be set aside, set apart, and completely independent. That's why Washington, D.C. couldn't give a crap about what your interests are. Those who constitute the general government should be influenced by their position to have only general views. You ever wonder why they don't get down to specifics? Well, they leave all the specifics up to the agencies and to the states. And to occupy themselves particularly with general interests. And generally, they're not concerned about your interests, and they don't represent you or me. They should be strong with a power which resides in themselves and which owes nothing to any alien force. The power is public opinion. So let's go through that again. They should be strong with a power which resides in themselves and which owes nothing to any alien force. And, of course, all of the several states are alien, if you will, to Washington, the District of Creeps and Criminals. We're all aliens. But their power is public opinion. That's why we call it public notice when we go up onto the Bloomberg website every morning and share with you all these various new newsy news stories. Because they're following the Ivy Ledbetter Lee tradition of popularizing and making either a saint or a demon out of Stalin and Trotsky and Adolf and everybody else. Okay? This is what they're doing. I'll just drop it there. In search of appropriate constitutional forms with which to close these principles, Saint-Simon was directed by the science of politics. Of course, Auguste Comte came up with his system of positive polity, the science of politics. To adopt the organization of Great Britain, the most successful and effective state unit on the continent. And so we must also understand that these English positivists, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, John Austin, the philosophical radicals, have had a great influence on all of this. Jeremy Bentham was the name I was reaching for there. Neither Montesquieu nor contemporary Englishmen would have recognized their ideal instrument of government in Saint-Simon's analysis of the British system. What he saw in the British Constitution was a marvelous amalgam of three elements now. The commons, who represented individual interests in their society, the local and the professional interests. The crown, which from its very unitary character could only represent the general interest, the wholeness, the will of Britain. And the peers, who represented an intermediate moderating influence to balance the other two views. So we talk about communism, the proletariat against the bourgeoisie. We're talking about pitting the commons against the peers. Right? Not the middle class. Give that up. Right? We're talking about pitting the proletariat against the bourgeoisie. We talked about this fellow down in Brazil, now 1.5 billionaire, billion guy, making houses. All right, he's elevated himself. He's into the peerage level. Me, tried by a jury of your peers, you think it's the guy next door? Guess again. Anyway, continuing, who represented an intermediate moderating influence to balance the other two views, each of which, if given absolute free rein, could not act soundly. And so we have this separation then of powers. Upon Europe, he would settle the identical tripartite system. And of course, in the U.S., we have the identical tripartite system in various shapes and forms. Now, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. I have a post-it note up on the top of this page, and I read this book first in 2005, where I say on page 176 in a post-it note, commit this page to memory. I'm going to share it with you. Without external activity, there can be no internal tranquility. External activity, there can be no internal tranquility. The surest method of maintaining peace in the Confederation will be ceaselessly to direct its efforts outside of itself and to occupy it without a let-up on great internal public works. To occupy it without a let-up on great internal public works. Our whole system is built on debt. Because the international bankster gangsters loan money to governments, they're constantly fomenting and agitating. A bridge collapses, and then we have to rebuild all the infrastructure in America. Our factories move away from factory towns, and we bulldoze all of Detroit. Then we turn around and we build it back again using smart growth and new urbanism. things are going along just ducky, as Thomas Paine said. We're making war, you know, with all of our neighbors, and that's going good and swimmingly for the international bankster gangsters. And then those wars kind of peter out. People lose interest. Public opinion goes away from that. Then they turn around and they wage war with the Patriot Act and the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA on the people. It's just a constant thing. And like he says, the surest method of maintaining peace in the Confederation will be ceaselessly to direct its efforts outside of itself. It's always above and beyond you. It's always just outside of your grasp. You can't understand why you can't influence it locally. And to occupy it without a let up on great internal public works. Let's build a few pyramids.
OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, back briefly to this, the shadows of power here. This there was a discussion in, that I wanted to look up by Harold Swift. He joined the council, Thomas Thatcher, Henry Davison, Thompson, Alan Wardwell, and Robert Barr. But there's a little series of bullet points here. And the last point is Ivy Lee. Now, we know who Ivy Lee is. Some people wouldn't, but on this network we do. Ivy Ledbetter Lee. You know, everybody talks about Bernays, but there's another fellow. Ivy Ledbetter Lee was the public relations man who spruced up the Soviets' image in the USA. So, You know, it's all propaganda, folks. Propaganda. Public relations. It's an advertising campaign, and we're the ones, we're the target of the advertising. To people the globe with the European race, comma, which is superior to all other races, comma. So we can understand, you know, a little bit of who St. Simon is now. To open the whole world to travel and to render it as habitable as Europe. That is the enterprise through which the European Parliament should continually engage the activity of Europe and always keep up the momentum. And we're hundreds of years now, detached from that, 250 years down the road here. The doctrine of European race superiority is an old idea with St. Simon. What is striking in this remarkable passage is the advocacy of a breathless activity, expansive business ventures, militant colonizations throughout the world, as a sublimation of the European warlike instincts, which, if turned inward, would be suicidal. So you've got to always be on the outside. You've got to be going outside, because if you leave the people to their own devices and you allow our governments will eat out our substance, all right? Just kind of the thing. And St. Simon was aware of that. The necessity of spending the aggressive spirit, both of power-lusting individuals and warrior nations, in productive activity is an insight which he reiterated many times in his works. Such acute psychological observations are the salt of his writing. Of course, we've mentioned before about this idea of loci and foci. We've talked about this idea of being either at the center of the circle, looking out, you know, that sun disk with the dot in the middle, at the center of the circle, looking out, of the 360 degrees, you know, 360 degrees, every one of those degrees is broken up into 60 minutes, and every one of those 60 minutes is broken up into 60 degrees. There's four cardinal points, all that, standing in the middle and looking out. As opposed to standing out on the circle, standing out on the edge, out there on the circumference, looking in. So while most of the people are standing in the middle looking out and going, God, look at all this stuff that's happening, and unable to comprehend the magnitude of it, others are standing out there like spokes, like studs in a snow tire, looking in towards the hub. And that's part of the difference. Anyway, continuing, Saint Simon could not content himself merely with launching of a utopian project for the integral European Union. He had to demonstrate to his own satisfaction that it was eminently practicable in the light of existing power relationships and state interests, in the same sense that an appeal to individual self-interest or class interest underlay most of his early social plans for the individual state. His European project could only prove workable if it were consistent with an appeal to national interests. Now, lots of words. But realize that St. Simon had the ear of some of the powerful. And so, much like the creation of the Council on Foreign Relations, right, and this initial group of 210 by the founding members, here back to the book, we refer to anyone who appeared on the Council's original 210-man membership roll in 1922. examination of that list unveils a rogue's gallery of Bolshevik supporters. And then he goes on and talks about this in detail in the book, The Shadows of Power. But here we see something really similar happening over here with St. Simon. And Auguste Comte went to the Russian powers, so it was Catherine there, the Great, and tried to get her to buy in on his three-part system, kind of system of positive philosophy, system of positive polity, and the universal religion of humanity. But that didn't transpire. Continuing, Europe meant primarily Western Europe. And even in this orbit, he thought exclusively in terms of France, England, and Germany. France, England, and Germany. All right? Oh, my, the Versailles Treaty coming into view. Eastern Europe still lay beyond the pale of civilization. Got it? Eastern Europe still lay beyond the pale of civilization. And a lot of that has to do with media. You know, there is no real reason to find out what the Russians were doing over there, and the Hungarians and the Poles and all that, you know. They weren't making the news, baby. Therefore, to win the argument that his plan was realistic, he had to demonstrate that at least England and France would be driven to adopt it in the furtherance of their own national good. But as we can see, even though the Royal Institute of Economic Affairs, International Affairs, RIA, I believe, and the counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations, even though they exist and they have been working all this time, England always wants to remain aloof. Why is that? Well, because they've got more power than you might think. Anyway, continuing along, it always meant primarily Western Europe. 20th century Frenchmen have referred to this prophecy of the Entente Cordiale after centuries of Anglo-French hostilities. The specific forensic points in his appeal to the English and to the French national interests are in themselves not too startling. They narrow down to a thinly veiled threat that unless England and France both moved in unison in this direction, each of their governments individually would be overthrown by revolution. And so much was going to come after that. If the Bourbons, he writes, were not circumspect, a stage equivalent to the final expulsion of the Stuarts would repeat itself in France, a circumstance he hoped to prevent because Europe had had its fill of wars and revolutions. Not quite yet, I say. Much more blood is to come after those words were penned. The work is replete with emotional arguments, with pleas to the humanity of Europeans that they end their internecine civil strife and create a new common spirit, a European patriotism. So we had this action going down in the colonies and the creation of what would become the United States of America, all the several states. And St. Simon had been here for that, and now working actively over in France. And, of course, Jefferson was going back and forth, and Bonhomme, Benjamin Franklin was going back and forth. And they were working this baby up, all right? They were setting up this new world order, doing a good job of it, bang up. One conception dominates the whole plan of European reorganization. The idea, you know, it's not just Woodrow Wilson, you know, and his alter ego, Edward Mandelhaus. No, it goes much earlier than that. One conception dominates the whole plan of European reorganization, and the idea that integral unity can be achieved only if all the participant states are endowed with identical social and political systems with common moral ideologies. Now, as we move into the 21st century, it's necessary to further homogenize the planet. And this is the purpose of this international migration and development agenda, where all of the people all over the world are being rooted up. All of their comfort zones are being thrown down. Their economies are in disheveled states. All right? Everybody's going around, oh, let's expatriate. Let's go down and live in Barbados. Let's go to Brazil. Let's go to Ireland. Let's go to France. Let's go to England. Let's go to America. Let's go to Canada. You know, traveling all over the world. Let's go to India. Let's go to China. Everybody traveling all over. What are we trying to do here? Well, this idea of global reorganization is dependent. The idea that integral unity can be achieved only if all the participant states are endowed with identical social and political systems. And we're not going to be able to get to identical social and political systems until we get rid of this nasty church. All of them. And so that's what brings us back to this discussion of the New World Religion by Gary Kaw. This is the idea behind the Theosophical Society, the Theosophs, the Luciferians, if you will, the Gorbachevs of the world, and others. All right? Green Cross, Optimist. Lots of that. So all that has to happen. We all have to just be bronze people. Can't be black and white and brown and, you know, yellow. We have to be bronze people. We'll be one kind of people. Why? Because you're not going to have the kind of unity we need until everybody's wearing Calvin Klein's and Adidas shoes, you know, etc. Shopping at the Wally World in India. Continuing here, he says, can it be achieved only if the participant states are endowed with identical social and political systems. Right? It's the same political system no matter where you go. It's positivism, where the captains of finance and industry rule the world through their appointed dictators. It's all power. At the top, socialism, communism, it's the same system. Capitalism, it's all the same system. But it's truly positivism because it's advancing the positivist worldview here. And they were largely atheistic, too. A postulate Kant had already dwelt upon. Then we're talking about Immanuel Kant, his categorical imperative, so act such that your actions become a model for others. As opposed to Auguste Comte, where everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. I'll be right back for the final segment.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, of course, with the continuing trend towards homosexuality, bisexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, transsexualism, it wouldn't be at all surprising that in the very near future, we'll be coming out genetically modified with smooth crotches and flat chests. You know, you don't need those pesky appendages any longer, boobs and genitalia. That's going to be old school pretty soon. But anyway, back to this discussion here, trying to make everybody the same. Identical social and political systems, all this by Henry St. Simon. This is his view of the New World, a postulate that Kant had already dwelt on. There could be no European society if half the regimes remained monarchical, military absolutisms, and the other half parliamentary systems in which the scientific and industrial classes, understand that he coined that term, industrial, scientific and industrial classes, the ones that worship Newton in his fundamental principle there, occupied preponderant positions. So you can't have these pesky monarchies and parliamentary systems out there. Of course, from our study of governments, there are monarchs, monarchies, and then there are republics. And then below that, in a whole new hierarchy, then you have governments instituted among men, and there's a variety of different government styles that have been come up. But you're either going to have a republic, where you're guided by constitution and law, or you're going to be guided by the divine right of kings, all right? God forbid. Anywho, since only equals, states of like nature, you see, everybody that wanted to be part of the United States had to, first they had to people their territory, and once they peopled their territory, then they had to petition the Fed for consideration of by Congress of their constitution. They had to pray, they had to get a charter and pray to the Congress to allow them to be part of the Federation, the federal government. The same sort of thing is what he's saying here. Since only equals, states of like natures, everybody has to have a constitution. We are guaranteed a Republican form of representative government, whether you like it or not, could be united into one Europe. The creation of an industrial society in each country was a condition precedent to any reorganization of the continent. So it was going to be all for one or one for all or nothing, right, but war. The notion that in one world civilization, wow, wow, 1700s, early 1800s, talking about the one world civilization, there might be a coexistence of sundry governmental, social, and moral systems was absurd to St. Simon. Such a heterogeneous agglomeration had characterized European society since the Reformation, October the 31st, 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church and theoretically crucified Christ afresh. We stepped over that threshold into the New World Order. Then there was the establishment was going down, then there were those who were anti-establishment, and then there were the disestablishmentarians, and then there were the anti-disestablishmentarians, and we have a hodgepodge, including the Jews and the Noahide laws and everything else since. Such a heterogeneous agglomeration had characterized European society since the Reformation with disastrous consequences. He ended on a note of prophetic illumination. We're going to talk about the Illuminati. We've already plugged him in. Expressed in ecstatic phrases, which have long since become a part of the vocabulary of pacifistic internationalism. Pacifistic internationalism, peace, peace, the United Nations comes with their blue hats and weaponry in peace, right? Well, Alice Bailey, the Robert Mueller School, if you haven't ever looked at the Robert Mueller School, I draw it to your attention, just look it up, it's in Texas. The Robert Mueller School is modeled after the Luciferic principles of Alice Bailey and Luce's Trust. Yet in some cases, the school's language virtually matches Bailey's comments on the subject of education. Educators should make the connection if they consider the following statements made by Bailey more than 50 years ago. Listen carefully, they'll have time. I write for the generation which will come at the end of this century. Now we're living it. They will inaugurate the framework, structure, and fabric of the new age, which will develop the civilization of the Aquarian Age. All right? So it took 50 years or longer to work through the magic of John Dewey and others, the National Education Association and others, to so transform the minds of our youth from cradle to grave that they would be ready at this time period to jump in with both feet to the Aquarian Age. The educators who face the present world opportunity should see to it that a sound foundation is laid for the coming civilization. They must lay an emphatic importance upon those great moments in human history wherein man's divinity flamed forth and indicated new ways of thinking, new modes of human planning, and thus changed for all time the trend of human affairs. And you go back and look at the calendar created by the French, especially Auguste Comte, and you'll see that every day of the year is another celebration. We celebrate another one of these individuals that brought forth, fanned forth, divinity flamed forth, indicating new ways of thinking, new modes of human planning, changing for all time the trends of human affairs. Quote, we shall have to train our teachers differently, and much time will be lost as we grope for the new and better ways. Develop the new textbooks, and today again the news, McGraw-Hill selling off its educational sector, and find the men and women who can be impressed with the new vision, illumination here, impressed with the new vision, Seddonhall, Groton, and who will work for the new civilization. I have suggested that the textbooks be rewritten in terms of the right human relations and not from the present nationalistic and separative angles. To all these, I would like to add that one of our immediate educational objectives must be the elimination of the competitive spirit. Hey, everybody can play basketball, right? And everybody can win, whether you can make a hoop or not. and the substitution of the cooperative consciousness, cooperative consciousness. It's the collective. This is the greatest good of the greatest number principle that goes all the way back and finds its roots with Jeremy Bentham and the boys, the philosophical radicals of England. Now listen, the objective of the new social order, of the new politics, and the new religion is to bring about the unfoldment of human consciousness. Do you think that there's a possibility that Alice Bailey had read St. Simon, had read Auguste Comte, that they'd read, obviously she'd read Madame Blavatsky, but how about Madame de Stael and these salons of these time periods? Well, it will be apparent to you. I mean, that's straight up. That's Auguste Comte positivism. The objective of the new social order, of the new politics, and the new religion is to bring about the unfoldment of human consciousness. It will be apparent to you, therefore, that the whole goal of the future and of the present effort is to bring humanity to the point where, occultly speaking, it enters the light. Let me see while I reach over here. Let me just give you something right out of Auguste Comte. I think I've shared it with you before. This is the way he starts out this big, big conference that he had. These are the words of Auguste Comte, and I'm not going to read it all. But here it goes, quote, "In the name of the past and of the future, the servants of humanity, theoricians and practitioners, come forward to claim as their due the general direction of this world in order to construct at length the true providence, moral, intellectual, and material, excluding once for all from political supremacy all the different servants of God, Catholic, Protestant, or Deist, as at once belated and a source of trouble. With this uncompromising announcement on Sunday, the 19th of October of 1851, in the Palais Cardinal, after a summary of 5 hours, I ended my third course of philosophical something, and it's very hard. This is an actual reprint of the general history of humanity. Since that memorable conclusion, the publication of the second volume of my System of Positive Politics has lately manifested directly how appropriate it is, such a social destination to the philosophy which is able to suggest the most systematic theory of human order. We come forward then avowedly to deliver the West from an anarchical democracy and from a retrograde aristocracy, so to constitute, as far as practicable, a true sociocracy. It's like a sociology, a sociocracy, all right? Not an aristocracy, a sociocracy. What's that all about? That's ruled by the masses, a sociocracy. But it's the social sciences. One combining wisely in furtherance of the common regeneration, all the powers of man, each in every case brought to bear according to its nature. In fact, we sociocrats are no more democratic than aristocrats." Well, we go on and we will. Thanks for listening. Auguste Comte, positivism. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.